Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS.
Autocode Rover, Autonomous Program Improvement. Authored 2024 by Yentong Zhang, Haifeng Ruan, Ziyu Fan, Abik Roychowdhury. Yentong Zhang Yentong at comp.news.edu.sg National University of Singapore, Singapore. Haifeng Ruan Haruan at comp.news.edu.sg National University of Singapore, Singapore. Ziyu Fan at comp.news.edu.sg National University of Singapore, Singapore. Abik Roychowdhury Abik at comp.news.edu.sg National University of Singapore, Singapore. Abstract. Researchers have made significant progress in automating the software development process in the past decades. Automated techniques for issue summarization, bug reproduction, fault localization, and program repair have been built to ease the workload of developers. Recent progress in large language models, LLMs, has significantly impacted the development process, where developers can use LLM-based programming assistance to achieve automated coding. Nevertheless, software engineering involves the process of program improvement apart from coding, specifically to enable software maintenance, e.g. program repair to fix bugs, and software evolution, e.g. feature additions. In this paper, we propose an automated approach for solving GitHub issues to autonomously achieve program improvement, program repair, and feature addition. In our approach called Autocode Rover, LLMs are combined with sophisticated code search capabilities, ultimately leading to a program modification or patch. In contrast to recent LLM agent approaches from AI researchers and practitioners, our outlook is more software engineering oriented. We work on a program representation, abstract syntax tree, as opposed to viewing a software project as a mere collection of files. Our code search exploits the program structure in the form of classes, methods to enhance LLM's understanding of the issue's root cause, and effectively retrieve a context via iterative search. The use of spectrum-based fault localization using tests further sharpens the context, as long as a test suite is available. We consider the recently proposed SWE Bench Lite, which consists of 300 real-life GitHub issues involving bug fixing and feature additions. Experiments on SWE Bench Lite show increased efficacy in solving GitHub issues, more than 20% on SWE Bench Lite, as compared to recent efforts from the AI community. Interestingly, our approach resolved 67 GitHub issues in less than 10 minutes each, whereas developers spent more than 2.77 days on average. We posit that our workflow enables autonomous software engineering, where, in future, auto-generated code from LLMs can be autonomously improved. CCS concepts. Software and its engineering, right-pointing arrow automatic programming, software testing and debugging, computing methodologies, right-pointing arrow natural language processing. 1. Beyond automatic programming, automating software engineering tasks has long been a vision among software engineering researchers and practitioners. One of the key challenges has been the handling of ambiguous natural language requirements in the process of automatic programming. In addition, there has been progress in some other software engineering activities such as automated test generation via fuzzing, symbolic execution, reference 4, 5, automated program repair, reference 9, via search, symbolic execution, and so on. Recent progress in large language models, LLMs, and the appearance of tools like GitHub Copilot, reference 24, hold significant promise in automatic programming. These tools show the possibility of converting natural language requirements into full-blown programs for a variety of examples. This progress immediately raises the question of whether such automatically generated code can be trusted to be integrated into software projects, and if not, what improvements to the technology are needed. One possibility is to automatically repair generated code to achieve trust. This brings out the importance of automating program repair tasks towards achieving the vision of autonomous software engineering. Given this motivation of automating program repair, and the large number of hours developers often spend manually fixing bugs, we looked into the possibility of fully autonomous program repair. Specifically, we feel that bug fixing and feature addition are the two key categories of tasks that a development team may focus on when maintaining an existing software project. To achieve this goal, we proposed an approach that augments LLM with context knowledge from the code repository. We call our tool Autocode Rover since it iteratively roams across the codebase and enriches LLM towards a better understanding of particular GitHub issues by exploiting the program structure. Technically, our solution works as follows. Given a real-life GitHub issue, LLM first analyzes the attached natural language description to extract keywords that may represent files, classes, methods, code snippets in the codebase. Once these keywords are identified, we employ a stratified strategy for the LLM agent to retrieve code context by invoking multiple necessary code search APIs at one time with the keyword combinations as arguments, e.g., search underscore method underscore and underscore file. These code search APIs are running locally based on AST analysis and are responsible for retrieving code context such as class signatures and method implementation details from a particular location in the codebase. By collecting the project context with code search APIs, LLM refines its understanding of the issue based on the currently available context. Note that our code context retrieval will proceed in an iterative fashion. The LLM agent directs the navigation and decides which code search APIs to use, i.e. where, what to retrieve code, in each iteration based on the current available context returned from the previous API calls. Autocode Rover then inquires whether there is sufficient project context, and subsequently uses the collected context to derive the buggy locations. The patch construction is then handled by another LLM agent, which considers the buggy locations as well as all the context collected so far for those locations. Autocode Rover also can leverage popular debugging techniques such as spectrum-based fault localization, SBFL, reference 35, to decide more precise code search APIs for context retrieval if a test suite accompanying the project is available. SBFL primarily considers the control flow of the passing and failing tests and assigns a suspiciousness score to the different methods of the program. The LLM agent may prioritize retrieving context from particular methods and classes if a fault localization result is provided, e.g., when a method appears both in the issue description and in the output of fault localization. In the last step, Autocode Rover may perform patch validation, if test suite available, to determine whether the patch produced by Autocode Rover passes the tests in the given test suite. Otherwise, Autocode Rover will rerun the patch generation with a retry threshold until a correct patch is found. We see the need to endow a software engineering-oriented outlook to the recent flurry of activity on LLM agents for software engineering, which mostly has only an AI flavor. We believe that the software engineering angle can be conveyed via four dimensions and can enhance the capabilities of LLM agents. We work on program representations, abstract syntax tree or AST, as opposed to viewing a software project as a collection of files. We posit that working on program representations like AST will be critical to autonomous software engineering workflows. To solve GitHub issues, we focus on code search in a way that resembles the activity of a human software engineer. So we try to use the program structure classes, methods, code snippets in searching for relevant code context. This leads to a more effective usage of the context provided to LLM. We posit that higher efficacy of automated repair is more important than time efficiency, as long as the time is within a threshold. It is well known in empirical software engineering research that time limits of 30 to 60 minutes for automated repair are tolerable, based on extensive developer surveys in the field, reference 23. We thus set a modest time limit of 10 minutes and report 22% efficacy on SWE Bench Lite in solving GitHub issues. We can compare this time limit of 10 minutes to the average time of 2.77 days to fix the GitHub issues manually. Finally, one should be able to exploit debugging analysis techniques like test-based fault localization to guide the search for code in resolving GitHub issues. We show that use of fault localization in setting the code context leads to an increase in efficacy from 16% to 20% in a single run of Autocode Rover on SWE Bench Lite environments, which may involve autonomous improvement of automatically generated code. 2. Background. 2.1. Program Repair. Test Suite-based Automated Program Repair, APR, has attracted significant attention in the last decade, reference 9. These techniques aim to generate a patch for a buggy program to pass a given test suite. APR techniques typically include search-based, semantic-based, and pattern-learning-based APR. Search-based APR techniques like GenProg, reference 33, take a buggy program and generate patches using predefined code mutation operators, or search for a patch over the patch space that passes the given test suite. Semantics-based APR techniques, reference 21, 22, generate patches by formulating a repair constraint that needs to be satisfied based on a given test suite specification, and then solving the repair constraint to generate patches. Learning-based APR techniques, reference 19, 30, 39, often train a deep learning model with large code repositories and are guided by a specific representation of code syntax and semantics to predict the next tokens that are most likely to be correct patch. Recent work, reference 7, 11, 37, have shown use of LLMs for automated program repair. This line of work often assumes the buggy program statements are given, i.e. perfect fault localization assumption, and focuses on constructing APR-specific prompts that guide LLM to generate a patch for the selected buggy program statements multiple times until a patch that passes all tests is found. However, obtaining buggy locations for a large project is an essential and challenging task in resolving real-life bug reports. APR techniques have been successfully deployed in industries for domain-specific bug fixing, reference 3, 20, 34. However, a long-standing challenge for the APR techniques is to resolve general real-life software issues from scratch. The above APR techniques rely on a high-quality test suite which is not always available in the real world, and they do not leverage the valuable natural language specification from the original problem description. To address these challenges and achieve autonomous software engineering, we focus on resolving GitHub issues from a real-life dataset. 2.2. Dataset. SWE Bench, reference 13, is a benchmark that aims to evaluate the capabilities of large language models in resolving end-to-end real-life software engineering tasks. The benchmark consists of 2,294 real-life software engineering task instances collected from the repositories of 12 popular large Python projects 1, e.g., Django, SIMPy. Each SWE bench task instance contains a pair of GitHub issue and corresponding pull requests. The GitHub issue either reports a bug to be fixed or requests to implement new features. The pull request includes the code changes made by human developers to resolve the issue and test cases that prevent the issue. Unlike traditional code generation tasks in human eval, reference 6, and MBPP, reference 18, benchmark, resolving a SWE bench instance is particularly challenging because it requires automatically generating code changes that address the problem in a GitHub issue for a matured large code repository based only on the issue description. More specifically, the process may involve a series of complex tasks like reasoning the target bug location across files in the code repository, analyzing the root cause of the issue, proposing bug fixing strategies, and eventually writing a patch that passes all the test cases added in the pull request. SWE Bench team also constructed a light version of SWE Bench, SWE Bench Lite, due to the high cost of evaluating in the complete SWE Bench. SWE Bench Lite includes 300 task instances sampled from SWE Bench, following a similar GitHub issue repository distribution as SWE Bench. SWE Bench Lite removed task instances with meta files such as images, external links, and instances without proper description, e.g., short problem statement fewer than 40 words. In the following sections, we describe our design of an AI program improvement framework for handling real-life software issues and demonstrate its effectiveness in SWE Bench Lite. 3. Motivating example. In this section, we illustrate how our tool Autocode Rover can collect code context and generate a patch from an issue description and the corresponding project codebase. We show an example of a challenging feature addition task. Figure 1 demonstrates the workflow of Autocode Rover on an issue submitted to the Django Issue Tracker 2. This issue is classified as new feature in the issue tracker and is included in SWE Bench Lite with the id Django 13933. The first part of Figure 1 shows the issue description. The code part is simplified for brevity. This issue requests adding support to the model choice field class so that it shows the value of the invalid choice when raising a validation error. With this issue description, Autocode Rover operates in two stages: context retrieval, step 1 to 3 in figure 1, and patch generation, step 4. First, a context retrieval LLM agent is instructed to collect the relevant code context related to this issue from a local copy of the Django project codebase. This retrieval is achieved by inferring relevant names, e.g. model choice field, and searching for them in the abstract syntax tree, AST, of the project. A set of retrieval APIs are provided to the agent. In step 1, the agent identifies the class's model choice field and model multiple choice field might be relevant based on the issue description, and infers that a clean method might be also of interest for validation-related issues. It then invokes the search underscore class and search underscore method underscore and underscore class APIs to retrieve more information about them. In step 2, API invocations return the signature of the classes and implementation of the methods found. Results of invocation number 3 reveals the absence of method clean in the class model choice field, which helps to refine the agent's understanding from step 1. The returned class signature from invocation number 1 also reveals two more relevant methods to underscore Python and validate, which were not mentioned. 3. In the issue description, this suggests the retrieval should be performed iteratively in multiple steps, so that results from a previous search can become arguments of the following search. In this example, the agent then iteratively invokes search underscore method underscore and underscore class on the two newly revealed methods. Furthermore, by referencing results from multiple invocations, the agent can infer that model multiple choice field incorporates the invalid value into the message with percent, value, s, and methods in model choice field can be modified similarly to model multiple choice field. In step 3, the agent receives the implementation of validate and to underscore Python methods. Among the two methods, it selects to underscore Python to be the more suitable place to make changes, since to underscore Python raises the relevant exception and does not include the invalid value. At this point, the retrieval agent deems the collected code context as sufficient for understanding the issue and drafting the patch. The identified buggy location, together with the gathered context and analysis so far, is passed to another patch generation agent. This agent is instructed to write patches following a specified format. In step 4, a patch is written to allow a value to be integrated into the error message by utilizing percent formatting in Python. Although written in a different way compared to the developer patch, this patch achieves similar effect and passes the developer provided test suite for this issue. 4i Program Improvement Framework. In this section, we discuss the design of AutoCode Rover. AutoCode Rover is a system incorporating AI agents for program improvement tasks in large software projects. AutoCode Rover is designed to work in a realistic software development lifecycle, in which users submit issue reports to a software repository describing a bug, and the project maintainers craft a patch to resolve the issue. With a submitted issue, AutoCode Rover autonomously analyzes the submitted issue, retrieves the relevant code context in the software project, and generating a patch. This patch can then be verified by human developers, thereby reducing manual efforts. 4.1. Overview. We first describe the overall stages AutoCode Rover operates in, and will proceed in more details in the rest of this section. The overall workflow of AutoCode Rover is shown in Figure 2. AutoCode Rover takes in as input a problem statement P of the issue to be resolved, and a codebase C of the corresponding software project. This problem statement P contains the title and description of the issue, as shown in Section 3. From a problem statement written in natural language, AutoCode Rover analyzes the requirement from it and proceeds in two main stages, which are context retrieval and patch generation. In the context retrieval stage, AutoCode Rover employs an LLM agent to navigate through a potentially large codebase C and extract the relevant code snippets relevant to P. This navigation is enabled by a set of context retrieval APIs, Section 4.2, which enables an LLM to retrieve information about the project, e.g. class signatures, and actual code snippets, e.g. method implementations. The context retrieval agent directs this navigation and decides which retrieval APIs to use based on the current available context. In order to make the LLM-directed navigation more controlled, we devise a stratified state GUI of invoking the retrieval APIs. Section 4.3. This stratified strategy instructs the LLM to only invoke necessary retrieval APIs based on the available information, and iteratively changes the set of retrieval APIs used when more code-related context are returned from the previous API calls. Once the context retrieval agent has gathered sufficient context about the issue, AutoCode Rover proceeds to the patch generation stage, Section 4.5. In this stage, AutoCode Rover employs another LLM agent to extract more precise code snippets from the retrieved context, and craft a patch based on the extracted code snippets. This patch generation agent is instructed to craft a patch in a specific 4. Issue SYMPY12481. Permutation constructor fails with non-disjoint cycles, format, and if the produced patch does not follow the format specification or cannot be applied to the original codebase, the agent enters a retry loop which terminates after a pre-configured number of attempts. Finally, AutoCode Rover outputs a patch that attempts to resolve the original issue. We note that the workflow of AutoCode Rover discussed so far only requires the problem statement P and codebase C as input, and do not require any program specifications such as test cases. However, when test cases are available, e.g. provided by developers or generated from another system, execution-based information and program analysis techniques can be integrated into the AutoCode Rover framework, Section 4.4. For example, A statistical fault localization, reference 35, tool can be used to reveal more relevant methods beyond those mentioned in the problem statement. The additionally revealed code context can thereby influence the set of retrieval APIs invoked in the context retrieval stage. Moreover, with test cases available, the patch generation agent can employ an additional patch validation step in its retry loop when crafting a patch. In the remainder of this section, we discuss in greater detail the components of AutoCode Rover and their design considerations. 4.2 Context Retrieval APIs. In the context retrieval stage, the basic components are a set of APIs which an LLM agent can use to gather relevant code context. Interfacing with LLM. For the LLM agent to invoke the context retrieval APIs, the description and expected output of them are presented to it as part of prompt. When the agent decides to invoke a set of retrieval APIs, it responds with the list of API call names and the corresponding arguments. These retrieval API requests are processed locally by parsing a local codebase of the project into abstract syntax tree, AST, and searching over it. Results of locally executing these APIs are returned to the agent, forming the code context. Comparing to other retrieval methods, an alternative for gathering relevant code context is to utilize information retrieval based three-forward calculation of program dependencies from the hints, reference 14, can be potentially used at this stage to further aid the retrieval. 5. Figure 5. Stratified search with retrieval APIs for context gathering. Methods such as BM25 retrieval to find the relevant files in the project. The BM25 algorithm, reference 26, 27, ranks the set of files in the project based on their relevance to the words appeared in the issue description. In software engineering tasks, general retrieval methods such as BM25 retrieval can be less effective. Many content in the issue description, such as text describing the reproduction scenario, may not be directly relevant to the code in the project. Instead, our method utilizes LLM to identify code-related keywords in the natural language descriptions and performs code-specific search by traversing the AST. 4.3 Stratified Context Search. The set of context retrieval APIs listed in Table 1 serves as building blocks for search-relevant code context. With the context retrieval APIs and the LLM identified keyword, hints, from the problem statement, a set of possible API invocations can be derived by using the identified keywords as API parameters. We discuss a few observations on using these API invocations to gather code context and propose a stratified context retrieval process. Our first observation is that, if the context retrieval starts from a single API invocation, the LLM agent can get stuck into a local optimum context after making a sequence of API invocations. For example, in the issue Django 13230 mentioned in Figure 4, if the retrieval starts from the invocation search underscore method, add underscore item. The implementation of method add underscore item can be considered by the LLM agent as a sufficient context, since it appears to be relevant to the problem statement. However, in such cases, this context alone is not sufficient for the LLM to reason about the root cause. In this problem, the root cause is an error in the usage instead of definition of add underscore item. On the other hand, if all API invocations are executed at once, a large code context can be retrieved, especially when the problem statement mentions many class and method names. This large code context can be difficult for an LLM to comprehend, or may even exceed its context window. The second observation is that some of the API invocation results provide more elements to build new possible API invocations, which means the process of invoking retrieval APIs should be iterative. For example, the result of a search underscore class call returns the method signatures within the searched class, and an LLM can iteratively invoke method-related APIs afterwards. With these two observations, we propose a stratified search process for invoking context retrieval APIs, as illustrated in Figure 5. From a problem statement, stratified search iteratively invokes retrieval APIs to gather project code context, and finally outputs a list of potentially buggy locations to be fixed. In each stratum, we prompt the LLM agent to select a set of necessary API invocations based on the current context. In stratum 1, the current context only contains the problem statement. In the following strata, the context contains both the problem statement and the code searched so far. By allowing LLM to select more than one API invocations and also instructing it to only select the necessary ones, we make best use of the context, building what we deem an optimal context. After the API invocations in a stratum are executed, the newly retrieved code snippets are added to the current context. The LLM agent is then prompted to analyze whether the current context is sufficient for understanding the issue, thereby deciding whether A. we continue the iterative search process to another stratum, or B. we decide on the buggy locations which will then be considered for fixing. 4.4 Analysis Augmented Context Retrieval. Apart from designing an autonomous system that retrieves code context from a GitHub issue description, we also investigate how program analysis and debugging techniques can augment the workflow. Specifically, we integrate the spectrum-based fault localization, SBFL, analysis into AutoCode Rover to study the effect of such a test-based dynamic analysis in an autonomous program improvement framework. In this investigation, we make a test suite T available to AutoCode Rover, in addition to the problem statement P and codebase C. Spectrum-based fault localization. The goal of SBFL is to identify the location of software faults, reference 36. Given a test suite T containing both passing and failing tests, SBFL considers control flow differences in the passing and failing test executions and assigns a suspiciousness score to different program locations. This suspiciousness score can be computed with various metrics such as Tarantula, reference 15, and OCI, reference 2. Program elements, e.g. statements, basic blocks, with the highest suspiciousness scores are identified as likely fault locations. SBFL can be performed at different granularities of program elements, such as statements or basic blocks. Since the LLM can process reasonably long code snippets, we use method-level SBFL in AutoCode Rover. Given in Test Suite, SBFL can be used to directly output a few program locations to be repaired. However, the accuracy of SBFL highly relies on the quality of the Test Suite, reference 16, since the SBFL results are effectively an abstraction of the differential of control flows between passing tests and failing tests. Therefore, instead of replacing the stratified context retrieval with SBFL, we use the SBFL identified locations to augment the search process. Before AutoCode Rover enters the context retrieval stage, we provide the SBFL identified locations to the LLM agent as results from an external analysis tool that 6. Identifies suspicious code. The main role of SBFL identified locations is to reveal more hints on relevant classes and methods beyond those mentioned in the problem statement. The LLM agent can then use the context retrieval APIs to examine these program locations. Since the SBFL identified locations are presented to the agent together with the problem statements, the agent can then cross-reference between these two sources of information. For example, if one of the SBFL identified method names is more closely related to the problem statement, the LLM is more likely to invoke the search underscore method API on this name. We will demonstrate this observation in section 6.2. 4.5. Patch generation. In the patch generation stage, AutoCode Rover employs a patch generation agent to use the collected code context to write a patch for the problem statement. This agent is given the problem statement, the identified buggy locations, methods, and the history of context retrieval, including the invoked APIs, the API results, as well as the previous analysis on the code context made by the context retrieval agent. As a first step, the patch generation agent retrieves the precise code snippets at the buggy locations from the codebase. Based on the precise code snippets and other relevant code context, the agent enters a retry loop of generating patches. If a generated patch does not follow the specified patch format or could not be applied syntactically to the original program, the agent is prompted to retry. We also employ a linter to identify Python-specific syntax issues such as indentation errors in this retry loop. The agent is allowed to retry up to a pre-configured attempt limits, currently set to 3, after which the best patch so far is returned as output. Beyond performing patch generation solely from an LLM, there are also potentials in augmenting the patch generation stage with traditional techniques used in program repair. For example, we can use repair anti-patterns, reference 31, to rule out patches that are syntactically correct but resemble a few patterns that are likely to be incorrect. We can also obtain a ranking of the patches in the patch pool based on various criteria such as A. not satisfying anti-patterns, B. patch size so that smaller patches are preferred, and C. optionally, satisfying the tests in the test suite which were used for spectrum-based fault localization, SBFL. All of these are validation activities that are often carried out on a pool of patch candidates in program repair research, reference 9. 5. Experiment setup. To evaluate the capabilities of AutoCode Rover in resolving real-life software issues, we answer the following research questions. RQ1. To what extent can AutoCode Rover automate software issues like human developers? RQ2. Can existing debugging analysis techniques assist AutoCode Rover? RQ3. What are the challenges for AutoCode Rover and fully automated program improvement in future? Corresponding buggy codebase. Details of SWE Bench Lite appear in section 2.2. Baseline and evaluation metric. We selected two recent LLM BASED agent systems, SWE Agent, reference 38, and Magis, reference 32, designed for SWE bench tasks as baselines and compare their performance against our AutoCode Rover. SWE Agent is publicly available as a GitHub repository for, so we replicated it as SWE Agent representative with the default setting based on the provided scripts. In contrast to SWE Agent, we do not have access to Magis, so we take the most relevant reported result from their technical report, reference 32. To avoid the natural randomness of LLM, we repeat our experiments with AutoCode Rover and SWE Agent representative on SWE Bench Lite 3 times. We use 1. The percentage of resolved instances, 2. Average time cost, and 3. Average token cost to evaluate the effectiveness of the tools. The three evaluation metrics represent overall effectiveness, time efficiency, and economic efficacy in resolving real-world GitHub issues. For AutoCode Rover and SWE Agent Rep, we report the average and total number of resolved instances across 3 repetitions. Implementation and parameters. We use the state-of-the-art OpenAI GPT-4, GPT-40125 preview, as the foundation inference model for both AutoCode Rover and SWE Agent Representative. In AutoCode Rover, the GPT-4 model is responsible for selecting search APIs to retrieve codebase context, refining the issue description, and writing a final patch. For parameters of GPT-4, we set a load temperature equals 0.2, max underscore tokens equals 1024 to produce relatively deterministic results and enable sufficient reasoning length for AutoCode Rover, and all other parameters remain default. For SWE Agent Rep, we increased the default cost limit of interacting with GPT-4 model when resolving an instance to 2 USD and kept other settings as default. Note that both two tools do not have a time limit. AutoCode Rover terminates either a patch is generated or the context retrieval stage repeats 10 times. SWE Agent Representative terminates either a patch is generated or the cost of resolving an issue reaches 2 USD. Experiment results and artifacts for AutoCode Rover and SWE Agent Representative can be found at https://github.com/news-april/auto-code-rover. System environment. All experiments are conducted on an x86-64 Linux server with Ubuntu 20.04 installed. Note that, in Table 3 and Figure 6, we only report the result of SWE Agent Representative on 274 task instances. This is because SWE Agent Representative fails to run on the remaining 26 instances, mostly Matplotlib, in our environment, due to potential system-level dependency differences. 6. Evaluation. 6.1RQ1. Overall effectiveness on SWE Bench. We first measure the overall effectiveness of AutoCode Rover and baselines with the number of resolved task instances in SWE Bench Lite, with the goal of understanding to what extent the current AI systems can automatically resolve real-life software issues. The only inputs we provided are the natural language issue description and a local code repository checked out at the erroneous version. We repeated the experiment of AutoCode Rover on SWE Bench Lite 3 times, and the results are denoted as ACR 1 to 3. For brevity, Table 2. Overall result of AutoCode Rover, ACR, and baselines on SWE Bench Lite. Indicates data not available. The result in Table 2 indicates that AutoCode Rover can resolve 15.67% minus 16.67% task instances in SWE Bench Lite, 300 tasks in total, which is on par with the reported results from the best baseline tool SWE Agent, reference 12. The number varies due to the randomness of large language models. On average, AutoCode Rover can resolve up to 16.11% task instances in SWE Bench Lite without any human assistance. We also investigated the union of all resolved tasks in the 3 runs, in which the percentage of resolved task instances increased to 22.33%, showing the remarkable capability of AutoCode Rover and its potential to be deployed in the future. Comparison with SWE Agent. We replicated SWE Agent with 2 USD as cost budget for conversation with LLM per task instance in our environment. SWE Agent Rep terminates either a patch is generated or reaches the 2 USD budget, as the tool is publicly available. Specifically, note that, out of the 300 tasks, there are 26 task instances that failed to be run in SWE Agent Representative. This might be due to the difference in the system environments, so we report the comparison of both tools on the remaining 274 task instances in Table 3 and Figure 6 separately. On average, AutoCode Rover resolved 17.15% task instances, whereas Sui Agentrup resolved 10.83%. When considering the union of all resolved tasks across three repetitions, AutoCode Rover resolved 23.73% out of the 274 tasks, whereas Sui Agent Representative resolved 16.06%. We further analyzed the commonly and uniquely resolved instances between AutoCode Rover and Sui Agent Rep in Figure 6, and we found that AutoCode Rover and Sui Agent Representative complement each other in different scenarios. AutoCode Rover uniquely resolved 30.5. This cell denotes the average cost per instance in our replication experiment, SWE Bench Lite, Table 3. The percentage of resolved task instances of AutoCode Rover and Sui Agent Representative on the 274 instances of SWE Bench Lite. Task instances, which benefited from the fine-grained code context search at the AST level to precisely locate the bug locations, e.g., Django 13401 searches three necessary methods at one time. On the other hand, the main reason that AutoCode Rover failed on the 9 unique instances resolved by Sui Agent Representative is the confusion made by unimplemented search APIs, e.g., search underscore file invoked in Django 12286. In such cases, AutoCode Rover can generate invalid search results when unimplemented APIs are invoked. This implies more robust search APIs are desired in future work to improve the results further. Time, token cost. We are also interested in assessing the feasibility of deploying AutoCode Rover in the real world in terms of time and economic cost. On average, AutoCode Rover takes 173 seconds and 37,602 tokens, equivalent to 0.435 United States dollars, to resolve one task instance in SWE Bench Lite. In comparison, our replication experiments with Sui Agent Representative cost 70,181 tokens, equivalent to 0.741 United States dollars, per task instance. Interestingly, it costs 2.77 days for developers to create pull requests for the 57 task instances that are also resolved by AutoCode Rover, and the other 10 task instances take even longer to be closed by developers, ranging from 34,423 days. The short response time and low cost show the significant potential for AutoCode Rover to play as a first guard in future autonomous software maintenance. 6.2. RQ2. Effect of SBFL. In this research question, we want to understand whether program analysis techniques such as spectrum-based fault localization, SBFL, can benefit the workflow of AutoCode Rover. Different from RQ1, here we construct a common scenario in program repair that AutoCode Rover has access to the complete test suite of the target task instance. We use the developer-written test cases for 8, each task instance, provided in SWE Bench Lite, as the test suite. To understand the effect of SBFL, we perform two sets of experiments. One, AutoCode Rover and use the test suite for patch validation during the patch generation retry loop. 2, additionally provide SBFL results, top 5 suspicious methods, to AutoCode Rover at the beginning of the context retrieval stage compared to 1. We denote these two settings as ACR-VAL and ACR-VAL-SBFL. The patch validation is added as follows. When a patch is generated by the LLM agent, the test suite is executed on the patched program. If the patch fails to pass the complete test suite, AutoCode Rover re-invokes the patch generation agent to write a new patch. This validation loop is configured to run at most 3 times. The last two rows in Table 2 show the results of ACR-VAL and ACR-VAL-SBFL. With the additional information provided by SBFL, the number of resolved tasks increased from 51 to 61, i.e. 17.00% to 20.33% resolved rate on SWE Bench Lite. Compared to the validation-only setting, additionally adding the SBFL component helps to resolve 20 unique task instances. Moreover, when comparing with task instances resolved in all other runs combined, i.e. ACR, 1 to 3, and ACR-VAL, ACR-VAL-SBFL still uniquely resolves 7 task instances that are not resolved in any of the other runs. Case study. We present a case study on one of the tasks uniquely resolved by ACR-VAL-SBFL. Figure 7 shows the issue description of Django 13964-6 and how AutoCode Rover attempts to retrieve code context with and without SBFL. This issue reported a bug when saving Django models to a database. A simplified version of the issue description is shown in the first part of Figure 7, in which important parts are highlighted. In this issue, some hints, highlighted in red, mentioned are actually distracting factors for a context retrieval agent. For example, the product and order classes describe how the bug can be reproduced, and are not classes that cause the bug. Retrieving code context from these two classes, as shown in Figure 7 Part 2, without SBFL, does not yield useful results for resolving the issue. In all AutoCode Rover variants without SBFL, the context retrieval agent invokes similar APIs as presented in Figure 7, and thus could not gather sufficient code context for patch generation. On the other hand, the SBFL component can provide extra hints for context retrieval agent, as shown in Figure 7 Part 3, with SBFL. This is because SBFL considers test execution differences, which in this case revealed a few more methods in the codebase that are related to the issue. With these newly revealed hints, the agent decides to invoke APIs to search for the resolve underscore related underscore fields and underscore prepare underscore related underscore fields underscore for underscore save methods. The latter method is actually where the developer chose to fix this bug 7. Moreover, we observe that the agent does not solely rely on the SBFL results to make API invocations. Instead of searching for methods ranked as top 1 in the SBFL results, the agent searched for the 3rd and 5th ranked methods. These methods are more related to some other hints mentioned in the issue description, highlighted in yellow, and the LLM agent is able to exploit this correlation between the natural language descriptions and the SBFL analysis results. With the correct context collected, AutoCode Rover is then able to draft a patch that resolves this issue. This investigation suggests that an execution-based analysis can complement the agent workflow by revealing more information not included in the issue description, thus improving its performance. 6.3RQ3 Challenges on Real-Life Tasks. In this research question, we analyze the task instances in SWE Bench Lite that AutoCode Rover failed to resolve, and provide a taxonomy of the issue characteristics to highlight the practical challenges in achieving fully automated software improvement. Our taxonomy consists of challenges in the fault localization stage and patch generation stage. Specifically, for each task instance, we analyze the best run in the three repetitions, i.e. ACR, 1 to 3, and classify each task instance into one of the following. Success. The generated patch resolves the issue. Wrong patch. The generated patch modifies all methods that are modified in the developer patch. This means the patch content is wrong, but the patch locations are correct. Wrong location incorrect file. The generated patch that modifies the correct file but wrong locations in the file. Wrong file. The generated patch modifies the wrong file. No patch. No patch is generated from the retrieved context. Figure 8 shows the distribution of the 300 tasks instances in SWE Bench Lite. AutoCode Rover resolves 22.3% of the issues, success, as mentioned in section 6.1. The fail-to-resolve cases are included in the remaining four categories. In 31.7% of the tasks, AutoCode Rover correctly decided on all patch locations, at the method level, but did not produce a correct patch, wrong patch. More fine-grained intra-procedural analysis and specification inference techniques can play a significant role in improving these cases. By providing the patch generation agent with more method-level repair guidance. In the other three categories, the fault localization could not pinpoint all the locations to be modified. In 20.7% of the tasks, a patch is generated in the correct file, but at wrong methods, classes in the file. Wrong location in correct file. In some of these runs, the developer patch modifies multiple methods, but the generated patch did not modify all of them. In the other categories, a patch could not be generated at the correct file in 18.7% of the tasks. A patch is generated in wrong files, and in 6.7% of the tasks there is no applicable patch, wrong file, and no patch. We manually inspected some tasks in these two categories, and observed that their issue description mentions few methods, classes, files in the codebase. Instead, some of them contain short examples to reproduce the issue. For these tasks, one possibility is to generate a comprehensive test suite based on the issue description, and then use execution information of the test suite, e.g. SBFL, to reveal suspicious program locations. On the other hand, some other tasks do not contain reproducible examples and only consist of natural language descriptions. This is where some level of human involvement might be helpful, e.g. human developers can provide some initial directions and hints for the AI-based tools. 7. Discussion on improvements. In this section, we discuss a few possible directions for future improvements on AutoCode Rover. Issue Reproducer. In Section 4, we describe two scenarios that AutoCode Rover can work on. 1. Issue description only. 2. Aided by SBFL when the test suite is available. Although the second scenario is not always practical in real-life software development, the issue description sometimes contains a concrete reproduction script from the user that reports the bug. In the future, it is possible to design an LLM agent specifically to generate a bug reproduction test based on the GitHub issue description. The bug reproduction test can then be used to validate the correctness of AutoCoderOver's generated patch and possibly enable a regeneration process if a patch fails to pass the reproduction test. However, we also note that it is not an easy task, because large projects often use different automated testing frameworks. A test that cannot be properly executed may even confuse the main LLM agent on the GitHub issue and lead to a negative result. Semantic artifacts. During context retrieval, AutoCoderOver navigates through the codebase by visiting code entities such as classes and methods, which has shown to be effective. The idea of utilizing code-specific structure for context retrieval can be taken further by considering artifacts from program semantics. For example, from an initial set of methods identified in the issue description, a static call graph analysis, reference 28, 29, can be used to collect additional relevant methods when test cases are absent. There are also potential in integrating a language server, reference 10, for codebase navigation, so that the context retrieval agent can perform more code-specific actions such as jump to definition from a method invocation. Finally, one can use forward data dependence analysis, reference 14, from the methods in the issue description to search for other relevant methods. Human involvement. Currently, AutoCoderOver left all decision-making processes to its foundation LLM, e.g. deciding context, retrieving locations, and whether to terminate the retrieval stage. However, leaving it to the LLM may not always be enough. Note that it is common to have multiple rounds of discussion even between the project maintainers before a pull request is created. Hence, a flexible interface and human involvement criteria between human developers and LLM agents are desired. When an LLM agent gets stuck in any stage of the workflow, the human developers can be asked to provide additional insights on the issue, which may steer the LLM agent to the correct reasoning direction and eventually resolve more challenging tasks. 8. Threats to validity. Despite the high efficacy AutoCoderOver achieved in SWE Bench Lite, we report a few potential threats to our approach and experiments and discuss how we address them. First, LLM is known for its randomness to generate different results in different runs, which may threaten the validity of AutoCoderOver's performance. We address this by repeating our main evaluation experiment 3 times and releasing a replication package for practitioners. Second, the operating system environment may affect the evaluation result for the project subjects in SWE Bench Lite, e.g., Matplotlib. We share the evaluation environment in Section 5 and provide a Docker environment for usage by the community. Third, we consider a task instance in SWE Bench Lite as resolved if the patch generated by AutoCoderOver passes all the test cases added in the pull request for the issue. However, this patch may be incorrect but overfits the test suite, which is known as a plausible patch in the program repair research community, reference 8. We can address this threat by manually verifying whether these patches are semantically equivalent to developers' patches. Finally, our result of SWE agent representative is lower than what is reported by SWE Bench Team. This might be due to the different OS environments, different LLM, and parameter setups. To address this threat, we replicated SWE agent representative with the default setting in the provided scripts, and we used the same LLM, GPT-40125 preview, on SWE agent representative as AutoCoderOver 10. We also released the used replication scripts and log history for SWE agent representative. 9. Perspectives. AI-based software engineering is currently a topic of study among researchers, innovators, and entrepreneurs. Part of the trigger for this interest has been provided by efforts like GitHub Copilot, reference 1, in the last few years. These efforts show significant promise in the use of large language models, LLMs, to automatically generate code. At the same time, code generated by LLMs may be incorrect, reference 7, or vulnerable, reference 25. Thus, we need autonomous processes which allow for code improvements, such as bug fixes and feature additions. In this paper, we suggest a LLM-based solution AutoCoderOver for autonomous code improvement. The key distinguishing feature of AutoCoderOver is its conscious attempt to inject the software engineering outlook by integrating a. use of program representations such as asts instead of files, b. iterative code search by exploiting program structure, and c. use of test-based fault localization when tests can be constructed. AutoCoderOver shows significant efficacy in terms of solving real-life GitHub issues. AutoCode Rover shows that relying on the GitHub issue description to guide code search for patches, modifications can be misleading. It shows the need for use of program representation and structure to enable autonomous code modifications. Today, the code LLMs cannot produce safe and secure code which can be trusted enough to be integrated into real software projects. There is thus a need to autonomously improve code, both automatically generated and manually written, for which LLMs can play a role. Future work needs to focus further on the appropriate points when tools like AutoCode Rover may converse with the human programmer. Developers may need to shift to playing different roles at the same time in future software industry vetting different conversations with LLM-based tools like AutoCode Rover to enable a variety of software engineering activities. This would contrast with today's software industry where a person has specific roles like programmer, tester, architect, requirements engineer. Thus, apart from full-stack engineers, we may see more full-lifecycle software engineers in future, who are comfortable to work with the entire lifecycle of, the components of, a software system. Furthermore, the focus of LLM-oriented workflows is on scale today. This focus may shift to engendering of trust if LLM-oriented autonomous software engineering becomes commonplace. Future software engineers may focus more on greater trust, instead of larger scale. Data availability. We share full public access to 1. AutoCode Rover's implementation, 2. All patches generated during our experiment and conversation history with LLM, 3. Replication scripts for our experiments, 4. Replication scripts and logs for SWE agent representative at the following website, https://github.com/news-april/auto-code-rover. Acknowledgements. This work was partially supported by a Singapore Ministry of Education, MO, Tier 3 grant, Automated Program Repair, MOMO at 32021-0001. References. Reference 1, 2022. GitHub Copilot, your AI pair programmer. https://github.com/features/copilot. Reference 2. Rui Abreu, Peter Zotue, and Arjan J.C. Van Gemond. 2007. On the Accuracy of Spectrum-Based Fault Localization. In Testing. Academic and Industrial Conference Practice and Research Techniques Mutation. Take Part Mutation 2007. IEEE 89-98. https://doi.org/10.1109/take.part.2007.13. Reference 3. Johannes Batter, Andrew Scott, Michael Prattle, and Satish Chandra. 2019. Getafix. Learning to fix bugs automatically. Proceedings of the ACM on Programming Languages 3, OOPSLA, 2019, 1-27. Reference 4. Marcel Bohm, Christian Katter, and Abik Roychowdhury, 2021. Fuzzing. Challenges and Reflections. IEEE Software 38, 3, 2021. Reference 5. Christian Katter and Kushik Sen, 2013. Symbolic Execution for Software Testing, 3 Decades Later. Commune, ACM 56, 2, 2013. Reference 6. Mark Chen, Jerry Twerick, Hiwu Jun, Kaiming Yuan, Henrique Pandey de Oliveira Pinto, Jared Kaplan, Harrison Edwards, Yuri Berta, Nicholas Joseph, Greg Brockman, Alex Ray, Raul Puri, Gretchen Kruger, Michael Petrov, Heidi Claff, Gurish Sastry, Pamela Mishkin, Brooke Chan, Scott Gray, Nick Ryder, Mikhail Pavlov, Alethea Power, Wukash Kaiser, Mohammed Bavarian, Clemens Winter, Philippe Tillett, Felipe Petrosky Such, Dave Cummings, Matthias Plappert, Phocius Chantzis, Elizabeth Barnes, Ariel Herbert Voss, William Hebgen Gus, Alex Nikol, Alex Pano, Nicholas Tezik, Jia Tang, Igor Babishkin, Suchir Balaji, Shantanu Jain, William Saunders, Christopher Hess, Andrew N. Carr, Jan Lake, Joshua Achiam, Vedant Misra, Evan Morikawa, Alec Radford, Matthew Knight, Miles Brundage, Mira Marotti, Katie Mayer, Peter Wellender, Bob McGrew, Dario Amade, Sam McCandlish, Ilya Sutskever, and Wojciech Zaremba, 2021. Evaluating Large Language Models Trained on Code. Archive.org ABS, 2107.03374, 7-2021. Archive. 2107.03374 https://archive.org/abs/2107.03374. Reference 7. Ziyu Fan, Shang Gao, Martin Merchev, Abhik Roychowdhury, and Xinwei Tan, 2023. Automated repair of programs from large language models. In 45th IEEE ACM International Conference on Software Engineering, ICSE 2023, Melbourne, Australia, May 14-20, 2023. IEEE 1469-1481. https://doi.org/10.1109/ICES48619.2023.00128. Reference 8. Shang Gao, Sergey Mektayev, and Abhik Roychowdhury, 2019. Crash Avoiding Program Repair. In proceedings of the 28th ACMSIGSOFT International Symposium on Software Testing and Analysis, 8-18. Reference 9. Claire Legouez, Michael Prattle, and Abhik Roychowdhury, 2019. Automated Program Repair, Commune, ACM 62, 11-2019, 56-65. Issue 12, Reference 10, Nadishan Gunasinghe and Nipuna Marcus, 2021. Language Server Protocol and Implementation, Springer. Reference 11, Nan Zhang, Kevin Liu, Thibaut Lutelier, and Lin Tan, 2023. Impact of Code Language Models on Automated Program Repair. In 45th IEEE, ACM International Conference on Software Engineering, ICSE 2023, Melbourne, Australia, May 14-20, 2023, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. International Conference on Software Engineering, 1430-1442. https://doi.org/10.1109/ICES48619.2023.00125. Reference 12. Carlos E. Jimenez, John Young, Alexander Wedig, Shunyu Yao, Kashin Pei, Ophir Press, and Kartik Narasimhan. N. D. Leaderboard results on SWE Bench. Retrieved April 8, 2024 from https://www.swebench.com/. Reference 13. Carlos E. Jimenez, John Young, Alexander Wedig, Shunyu Yao, Kashin Pei, Ophir Press, and Kartik R. Narasimhan, 2024. SWE Bench. Can language models resolve real-world GitHub issues? In the 12th International Conference on Learning Representations, https://openreview.net/forum?id=VTF8Inc66, reference 14, Wuxia Jin et al., 2024. PyAnalyzer, an effective and practical approach for dependency extraction from Python code. In International Conference on Software Engineering, ICSE, reference 15, James A. Jones, Mary Jean Harold, and John Stosko, 2002. Visualization of test information to assist fault localization. In proceedings of the 24th International Conference on Software Engineering, 467-477, reference 16, Fabian Keller, Lars Grunsky, Simon Hayden, Antonio Filieri, Andre Van Horn, and David Lowe, 2017. A critical evaluation of spectrum-based fault localization techniques on a large-scale software system. In 2017 IEEE International Conference on Software Quality, Reliability and Security, QRS. IEEE 114-125. Reference 17, Cognition Labs, 2024. Devin, AI Software Engineer. https://www.cognitionlabs.com/introducing-devin. Reference 18, Yujia Li, David H. Choi, Junyoung Chung, Nate Cushman, Julian Schridweiser, Remy LeBlond, Tom Eccles, James Keeling, Felix Gimeno, Agustin Dal Lago, Thomas Hubert, Peter Choi, Cyprian Damasin Dadume, Igor Babishkin, Xinyan Chen, Po-Senator Huang, Johannes Welbel, Sven Gaul, Alexei Cherepanov, James Malloy, Daniel J. Mankowitz, Esme Sutherland Robson, Pushmeet Kohli, Nando De Freitas, Corey Cavachuoglu, and Oriel Vignals, 2022. Competition-level code generation with AlphaCode. Science Abs, 2203.07814, 6624, 12-2022, 1092-1097. https://doi.org/10.48550/archive.2203.07814. Reference 19. Thibaut Lutelier, Hung Viet Pham, Lawrence Pang, Yidong Li, Mo Shiwei, and Lin Tan, 2020. Coconut. Combining context-aware neural translation models using Ensemble for Programmer Pair, in ISSTA, 20. 29th ACMSIGSOFT International Symposium on Software Testing and Analysis, virtual event, USA, July 18-22, 2020. Sarfraz Horsheed and Karina S. Pasaranu, EDS. International Symposium 11. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.